Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another great edition of the Private Officer B Radio. This is a double header. Yesterday, we had number one talking about Seasons for Crime, and this is part two. I hope that you enjoy it. We recorded this 10 years ago, but it's very relevant today. I think you'll find the information useful, and of course, we want to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. So enjoy part two of the training, Seasons of Crime.
Crime is more prevalent during the summer and during certain peak times of the year. So we're going to go through the seasons and talk about what type of crimes to expect and how crimes spike and give you some tips on how to prevent crime, how to deter it, how to be aware of it. And we're going to be talking about all of the various types of crimes that you're probably going to deal with. Many crimes that are affected by the weather are crimes that private security has to deal with every day. Trespassing, theft, shopliftings, vandalisms, burglaries, assaults, domestic violence, muggings, robberies, rapes, weapon and armed person calls, noise and loud music disturbances, aggravated assault, and even murder. Crime is hot and cold, just like the weather. Some days, it just goes crazy. Other days, nothing's happening. And when that occurs, I want you to look at the temperature, look at the skies, look at your weather surroundings, and you will see, you will see that this is probably associated with the weather, believe it or not. For example, listen to this.
It's a trend that never seems to end. Once the holiday season hits, crime goes up. So how do you protect yourself from becoming a victim? So Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office has some ideas. Austin Reed is live in downtown to explain in our top story. Austin.
Yeah, one of the biggest ways people seem to be hit every single year is when they go and they turn their car on, they leave it idling, and then they go inside. That way the car heats up. Not smart, because the DA's office says it takes less than 60 seconds for somebody to steal your car. If your keys are already inside, 5 seconds. Check that out. Now, another way to become a victim, leaving shopping bags visible as well as cell phones, for instance. Now, the DA's office says during the months of November, December, and January, they see a big spike in auto burglaries. Last year, more than 900 calls of property crime came in from all over Bernalillo County. And you can expect more security at malls, for instance. APD will have extra patrols out as well. The state's Super Blitz campaign has also started looking for drunk drivers. APD, they have also set out fake cars. They're going to be doing that, catching thieves in action. And according to the DA's office, the main thing to remember this holiday season, use your head.
Be aware of what's going on. Take precautions. A lot of those are common sense. Make sure your car is secured, your house is secured, and that you think about your own personal safety. And that if you notice anything out of sync, call law enforcement.
The drastic increase in crime doesn't end with theft either. Domestic violence was 10 times higher last year. And, of course, DWIs increased this.
All right, so you can see right there in that soundbite that crime is affected by the season, by the weather. And so let's talk a little bit about the spring and the fall. Those are my two most favorite seasons. Probably fall and then spring, because it's a little bit cooler, it's more clear, refreshing, nice to be out without all the bugs and the heat. But those two seasons, spring and fall, during those times, if you're working retail security, spring stores, the shopping malls. So you're going to see, obviously, an increase of foot traffic, an increase of shoppers, and that brings an increase to shopliftings, thefts, and other crimes happening within the store. Now, outside in apartments, outside on a patrol, offices, you may have an even keel of crime happening. You may not have a spike during those seasons. During spring and fall, you will have some activity, some foot traffic. Some people are out and about. Spring does see an increase of property crimes initially because many people have been held up during the winter inside where it's warm. Inside where it's nice and cozy, away from the snow, and now all of a sudden, people have cabin fever, and they're out and about, and that does cause some heavy foot traffic. It does cause an increase during the spring months. We're talking usually about March and April and May. It does begin to see more partying. You are looking at more teen activity, more kids hanging out on the weekends because it's nicer out, temperatures begin to rise, hours are longer as we spring forward, usually end of March, beginning of April sometime, all because of energy savings, according to the government, of course. But you will begin to see during the spring months more and more activity. More calls for service. If you're in law enforcement or private security patrol, you'll get more calls for service. What does that mean? That means more noise complaints, more trespassing, more suspicious persons, more suspicious vehicles, more calls in the apartment complexes of loud music, disturbances, the weather starting to get nice, and you're going to have more activity. You'll also see during the spring months an increase of thefts and car break-ins, again, all related to the fact that the weather is starting to get nicer and people have been cooped up inside during those months. And now they have cabin fever. So here they come outside and they're milling around, especially teenagers and people who have nothing better to do with their time than to do criminal activity. So here they are, out and about. And so during the spring months, you'll begin to see that activity if you're on patrol, if you work in apartments, if you work in retail, if you work at the mall, if you are a patrol officer, you're going to see that type of activity. You'll also see, when you're on patrol, an increase in people loitering in the shopping centers, office complexes, different places, people beginning to loiter as they gather, especially on the weekends, to socialize, to drink, to hang out, to cruise, as they used to say when I was growing up back 120 years ago. And you'll begin to see more activity, more trespassing, more disturbances, disorderly calls, things of that nature. So, yes, springtime does see a mild spike. It is not as serious as other times of the year, but you will begin to see that transition between winter and spring. You'll begin to see the increased activity, the increased mobility of people. You'll begin to know without looking at the calendar, without looking at the flowers coming up out of the ground or the trees beginning to bud, you'll be able to know that spring has sprung by the time that, you know, March arrives because of the activity increases in your patrol areas, in your assignments. You'll also have spring break, of course, during that time period. If you are in a resort community, if you're around a lake or the ocean, you're going to see more activity, of course, in March and April than you did in October or November. And it's different categories of crime, and that's something I want to make sure I get across to you. Crime, all types of crime, all categories of crime happen year-round. However, there are certain seasons, certain times of the year when they do spike, when they do increase, sometimes substantially. And so during the spring months, you will have this increase of activity beginning to occur. In fall, if you are working retail, loss prevention, working at the mall, you will begin to have an increase of shoplifting. We used to call it, when I was in LP, when I was in loss prevention, we used to call it the pre-Christmas thievery, the pre-Christmas shoplifting, because during the fall, you will begin to see back-to-school shopping, usually August and September. You'll also begin to see more people in the mall. Not much happening. Summer is about over. Again, the season is beginning to transition. So during the fall months, you'll begin to see more people coming in. And sometimes during the summer months, you also see that activity as the temperature spike. So if you are living in Southwest Texas, you are living in South Central Texas, California, Florida, Arizona, even New England and other areas where the weather often spikes, temperatures rise in the 100-plus range, sometimes you'll see people, rather than being outside loitering, doing their drinking and drugs and criminal activity, they bring it inside to public spaces. Those public spaces could be a shopping mall, could be an office complex, it could be a museum, it could be another recreational facility that is open to the public where they can cool off. And now you've got service calls for disorderly persons, persons fighting, persons intoxicated, theft, shoplifting, disorderly conducts. You have all this activity now that's coming from the outside. You would normally see this during the summer and early fall on the outside, the exteriors as people hang out. But if you are living in the hotter areas, the hotter environment, drive people back inside, and they are seeking the cooling, environment to cool off, to cool down, and now all of this activity is brought into your business. I know from my experience in loss prevention that people often, and we're talking about teenagers and young people, often came into the retailers just to goof off during a hot summer day. Nothing else to do, let's go goof off. Let's go hang out at the store, not even the mall. Let's go hang out at the Target, at the Walmart, at the different major box stores that have, you know, AC. They also attract people with their little snack bar, their fountain drinks and pretzels and things of that nature that's meant for customers. Now that is an attraction to the teenagers, to hang out, to the youngsters. And so that brings them in, especially when it's hot. And, of course, what are they going to do when they're hanging out in your store for hours at a time? They're going to get into mischief. They're going to get into shoplifting, thefts, vandalism, destroying property, and who knows what. And so, again, depending on the season, depending on the temperature, different things happen at different times of the year. Again, sticking with the fall theme, you know, back to school, economical downturn times, people are spending money, people are shopping, maybe not to the same level as 5 years ago, but they are out in the mall. Drive by a Walmart anytime, day or night, the parking lot's full. Drive by the mall on a weekend, parking lot's full. Somebody's shopping, somebody's spending money. Whether they're spending money or not, they're at the mall, they're at the store. And so in the fall, you have back to school. You move into October, you know, you're in the Halloween months. Security, you're going to have problems with trick-or-treaters, with vandalism. Pre-Halloween, as much as early as 30 days ahead of time, sometimes we see it as early as beginning of October, people beginning to egg vehicles or houses, vandalism, thefts, certain types of property crime beginning to increase. Again, another sign that, you know, crime does have seasons, and seasons do have a lot to do with the different types and the variety of crime that you're going to experience in your area. Keep in mind that I'm not saying that it's going to happen the same way for everyone. But here's a USA Today article on Chicago. Cities across USA are trying to cope with the summer tradition. Temperatures rise, and so do crime. So does crime. At least 20 people were shot last weekend. The previous weekend, more than 50 people were shot, 10 dead in Chicago. We're in a very vulnerable and crazy time as we enter summer, says Mike Fledger, a Catholic priest. The FBI reports that July and August, here we go, listen to this, the FBI reports that July and August were the top months for violent crimes, including murders, robberies, and rapes nationally during 2008, the last year it collected monthly data. The murder totals rose 5 times the normal. While in Chicago, overall crime has declined, murders are up, as they are in a number of major cities. This is from the USA Today. The FBI has analyzed crime data for the summer months and found that major crime, as well as property crime, increases as much as 10 times the norm. 10 times, as much as 10 times the norm. So definitely, crime does have seasons, and seasons do have a lot to do with the crime. A lot to do with the crime. July and August, crime heats up with the temperature. Temperatures makes people's flare up. It makes people short fuses. It makes them hot under the collar, literally. And they're more apt to get violent, not only verbally, but physically. So during the summer, we have a lot more assaults, a lot more aggression, a lot more shootings than in other times of the month. So we talked a little bit about fall. We talked a little bit about spring. We know what to expect during those 2 months. Now we're in winter. The temperature in the Carolinas use little cool air coming across the Rockies. Yeah, that smells. Oh, that's good. Yeah, feel the breeze. Unfortunately, that's not going to be happening anytime soon. Winter is one of those seasons, one of those times during the year that crime also spikes. It spikes heavily. Domestics, robberies, muggings, purse snatchings, fights, family disturbances, suicides, thefts, shopliftings, it's all there. A variety of different types of crime that you will have to deal with. Many crimes double and triple during the holidays, during November, December, and January. And again, you have to remember, not only do we have all the major holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's during that, you know, winter month, we also have many people who are cooped up inside. We have family gatherings. What's that going to lead to? That's going to lead to more fights, more family disturbances, more loud music, more disorderly persons, a lot of activity inside. So if you are a apartment or condominium or any type of residential security, you're going to see a lot of your service calls happening inside. Turn that thing down. Hey, stop fighting. You're going to get a lot more calls at the door, at the home, at the apartment. It's not going to be outside. During these months, there is a sharp increase in muggings and robberies and shopliftings. You're going to see a lot more car burglaries and car thefts than you would, say, in spring or fall. Common logic, people are out spending money during the holidays. People are out shopping for gifts. And unfortunately, many others are taking advantage of that every year, year in and year out. It's a custom. You go out and shop for your family and your friends for the holidays, and other people try to steal it from you, steal your vehicle, rob you, mug you, shoplift from your store, your business. Winter months, you're going to see a vast difference in the type of crime, the frequency of the crime, the category of the crime, and when and how it happens. Like I said, you're going to see a lot more activity in the property and personal crime area, a lot more robberies, muggings, purse snatchings. You're going to see a lot more property crimes such as thefts and shopliftings, much different than the summer months. You're going to see an increase in domestic violence, fights, family disturbances, loud music, all occurring at somebody's residence as opposed to outside as you would during spring, fall, and summer. Again, you know, a lot of this is common sense. A lot of this is easily tracked. Think about your own personal life. Think about your own surroundings. Think about when you and the wife are out shopping during the holidays. Many people leave them inside the vehicle. Many people do not secure their vehicle. Many people are still lackadaisical with their purses, with their packages. So, yes, winter tends to be a heavily induced property crime season because everyone is out and about and their mind is elsewhere. Spring and fall, you're going to have activities outside. You're going to have some vandalism, some thefts. You're going to have some disturbances and some fights, especially during the warmer days and weeks of those months. Winter, everything pretty much comes inside, especially if you live in a colder environment. If you live up north, you live in Minnesota, you live in the Dakotas, you live in Washington State even, you live in New England, you're going to see a lot more activity in your shopping mall. You're going to see a lot more activity in your recreational facilities. You're going to see a lot more activity in the residential community. See, on the colder days, the colder weeks. And heaven forbid if you're in one of those snow belts where it just snows and snows and snows. You just can't get away from it because people are going to be cooped up. People are going to be inside for the most part. So all of your major calls, fights, stabbings, shootings, you know, all of those type of violent calls are going to be primarily located inside of a residence as opposed to the summer when it's outside. Now, I meant to ask this earlier on, but months or what season do you think the majority of crimes occur, the majority of violent crimes? We know spring and fall, things begin to pick up. We know that summer, crime heats up with the temperatures. We know that winter, a lot more property crimes, a lot more robbery. So what season sees more crimes? What season do you think sees more crimes? Summer, we know. We know that summer is statistically a very, very busy season for law enforcement. Doesn't matter where you live. There's going to be a lot more parties, a lot more people out, a lot more activity. So many of your calls for service will be related to those incidents, trespassing, disorderly conduct, loud music, suspicious person, suspicious vehicle, vandalism, theft, some violent crimes such as shootings, assault. Aggravated assault usually means with a weapon, a club, a baseball bat, a knife. You're going to see during the summer months these type of crimes really pick up, really spike. So how can you prepare to be a better private officer during each season? How can you be better prepared to deter the crime, to prevent the crime, to respond to the crime? Well, each season, you have to know what type of crimes are going to peak. That's going to help you in your response, in your preparation. Of course, in all seasons, at all times, always, always be alert. During your peak seasons, nights, days, weekends, fall, whatever it is, during your peak times, if you know when those type of crimes occur, when you know that summertime you're going to have more outdoor activity, more disturbances, more loitering, adjust your patrols accordingly. Adjust your visibility accordingly. be much more proactive. You need to be much more proactive, especially when we're talking about more people out and about at all hours of the day and night, especially in the summer and spring months. Be alert. Check suspicious persons. Check suspicious vehicles. Don't get lazy. Be aware of people loitering, hanging out. Be aware of people that might be talking loud who are arguing. Intervention now could prevent an assault, could prevent a much more serious crime. I always recommend, especially in the summer months and even in the winter, that if you're working a residential community, an apartment, a HUD, Section 8, a condominium, even an RV or camping facility, that you run a checkpoint. Stop the cars coming in. Verify identification. Check the driver's license. Check to see if they're on the trespass list. Check to see if they're a resident, a guest, who they're going to see. This prevents all types of problems. It prevents all types of crime, and it helps you in the long run, because by preventing an unauthorized person from being on the property, you're actually helping yourself out in the long run, because that's one less violent call that you're going to have to respond to. And we've talked many times about trespassing. If the person is unauthorized, doesn't belong there, doesn't know who he's going to see, issue him a written trespass and get him off the property. That's going to save you a big, big headache down the road. I also recommend that you conduct, especially during the busier times of the year when there's a lot more people out, you conduct surveillance. I used to like to sit in an unmarked in the parking lot of the car lot, in the apartment complex, in the shopping mall, and watch the activity in the quiet, sitting amongst other vehicles, sitting out of the way, and just monitoring the traffic, the vehicles, the people, monitoring the activities. I've captured a number of people involved in shootings, car break-ins, and other crimes just because I was sitting quietly in the dark. No one knew I was there, and I let crime come to me rather than go out looking for the problem. I let the problem come to me. And by conducting surveillance of parking lots, shopping centers, apartments, complexes, you'd be amazed at what you're going to see. You would be amazed at what you hear, not only from people outside, but from people who are talking with their windows open in their vehicle or their home. People who are arguing. You're going to hear drug deals, drug activity. You're going to hear domestics. You're going to hear all kinds of things happening. And you're going to see things that you least expect. On one of my surveillances of an apartment complex, I was basically sitting in a upscale apartment complex during the mid 2-3 a.m. hours, and just kind of checking out the activity, and all of a sudden vehicle pulled in and they drove around the parking lot a little bit, and they stopped, and two guys got out and they took a tailgate of all things off from a pickup truck. A tailgate. And they put it in their vehicle. And, of course, I stopped the vehicle along with the local police department, and they were arrested. But they had been stealing tailgates. And we did not get a bolo on it. We did not get heads up on it. But just because I was conducting some surveillance, we came, you know, we were able to prevent this one. And we came very, very close to missing it had I not been there. So just sitting and doing some surveillance work, especially when it's nice out. If you are doing surveillance, and this is a whole different training course, but if you are doing surveillance, you know, don't smoke, don't have your radio on, don't play music, all that kind of stuff, because that just spooks the people that you're trying to catch. But we'll give you more training on that in another segment. So you can prepare for the season of crime by being more alert, by making more patrols, by checking suspicious persons, vehicles, and activities. If things don't look, you know, if they look out of place, they don't look normal, get out of your vehicle, go check it out. Check out the box, the package. Check out the person. Check out the vehicle. Check things out. That is part of your job. Hold checkpoints. Do surveillance. Be proactive in your duties, and you will prevent and deter crime, which is why we're there. That's what we've been hired to do. That is our job. Every season has crime happens 24/7, 365. It doesn't matter what time of year. However, just be aware that certain times of year, certain types of crime do spike, and they are.